This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, my name is Susan Shaw, and I'm a program director in the Center on Immigration and Justice at the Vera Institute of Justice. In 2010, the Vera Institute and the COPS Office partnered to produce a guide for law enforcement agencies who are looking to either begin or enhance their work with immigrant communities. The guide is a national report titled Engaging Police in Immigrant Communities, Promising Practices from the Field. This report profiles promising practices from 10 policing agencies across the country. This podcast is part of a series of recordings that accompany the report. Each podcast is in a Q&A format and provides practical advice from agency personnel who've been involved in the promising practices featured in our national report. In this podcast, we are joined by Colonel Jim Storms of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office in Florida. Colonel Storms has nearly 30 years of law enforcement experience and is currently the Senior Executive Staff Officer of Law Enforcement Operations and Community Operations. He currently supervises the agency's Smart Policing Initiative project, and he's here to share tips for selecting a good research partner. Thank you for joining us, Colonel Storms.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
To frame this discussion today, could you please explain the agency's Smart Policing Initiative project and how it got started?
Absolutely. First, just to give you a little background on Palm Beach County, Florida, it's an extremely diverse community, and one specific area within our county has a large immigrant community. This is the city of Lake Worth. Lake Worth is in the southeast region of our county. We have a big, largely undocumented population of Guatemalans as well as other groups. And one thing that we noticed is that we had a lot of robberies in that area that were being perpetrated against the Guatemalan citizens. We wanted to address this problem in a number of different ways. So we applied to the Bureau of Justice Assistance for a smart policing grant, and we received it back in 2009. The grant was obviously really important because it allowed us to hire a community liaison for the Latino community, a dedicated detective, as well as a research partner to help us develop the most effective response.
What are some of the benefits of having a law enforcement agency partner with a researcher?
Well, I know when I went through my master's program, I learned a very valuable lesson that police can learn more from people in the community who are not law enforcement officers, particularly from people who are trained to systematically identify problems and use data to come up with appropriate responses. I really believe it's all about working smarter, not harder. I've found that over the years, cops sometimes have a very bad habit of working extremely hard, but not being necessarily as smart as they should about the way they approach a problem. We can work a lot smarter if we collect and analyze data with the help of trained researchers. This sometimes causes us to spin our wheels a little bit, but I know that having a trained, experienced researcher can bring a different perspective to law enforcement professionals, and many times their methodology can more effectively attack the problem.
How did your agency first select its research partner?
We looked at a number of different universities, and ultimately we decided on Dr. Deborah Ainbinder from Lynn University. She had worked with us on another project led by a local nonprofit, which dealt with narcotics overdose prevention. And we knew she did a great job in that project, and there was a real trust with working with her.
And what else is important when you're selecting a researcher?
Well, we wanted competence in terms of research, social justice, and social advocacy. We also wanted to work with someone who was passionate about the initiative and who believed in the goals of the project. We also wanted someone who had strong analytic skills, and on a very practical note, we wanted an academic partner that was in close proximity to our agency and was available to come to regular meetings. It might be hard to have someone who is far away come to our agency on a more regular basis.
And what are some of the qualities that law enforcement looks for in a research partner, and why are these qualities so important?
I think integrity and objectivity are both extremely important qualities in a research partner. A good researcher has to have integrity, which includes strong research ethics and the ability to let your agency know, as I mentioned, the good, the bad, the ugly, about the progress of the project. Objectivity is important because even though the researcher is a partner in the initiative, they need to have an independent perspective in order to conduct their analysis. When you have a truly objective researcher who has integrity, you have an opportunity to make valuable data-driven changes to make your agency more efficient. You also have a foundation for agency buy-in. Dr. Ainbinder has attended our CompStat meetings with command staff and from across the agency. In those meetings, we discuss strategies to address crime trends, and she comes in completely objective to provide a lot of data and analysis about our Smart Policing Initiative project. When she presents to the group, she provides a level of credibility that no one questions, and that's incredibly helpful because we're able to take her findings from that one initiative and spread it through the entire agency.
Can you share an example of this?
Well, I think we've changed our mindset a little bit as a result of some of the things that have happened with the Smart Policing Initiative to where we're really focusing more on data and evidence-based programs. And the other thing I would say is why we may not have the funding for an additional liaison like we do in our current project, we have adapted a little bit and made informal liaisons, such as some of the chaplains in some of our other communities, in an effort to really develop that relationship with the community.
So these changes, you know, seem like they're really important, but also very time consuming. So what are the benefits?
Well, it goes back to what I mentioned when you ask about the benefits of partnering with a researcher. We learn to work smarter. When we start to see documented evidence that something is working, it changes the culture of how our leaders do things throughout the organization, and it also changes the way our deputies on the road work.
So now let's talk about some of the steps in beginning a partnership. What's the first thing that you should do?
First, I think it's important to identify a university. If available, an up-and-coming university that cares about the mission of the project. If the university is dedicated to the mission, then they will likely support the researcher. The university's support opens up possibilities and resources. The researcher could get assistance from university students, like in our case, or other staff, and that also means the university would be more likely to allow the researcher to attend meetings and even travel out of state for other project-related meetings. For us, Lynn University is interested in creating a positive image in the community, and it's extremely supportive of Dr. Ainbinder's involvement in the project, and that's really benefited our project and the partnership.
So then once you have a researcher, how do you define what their role is going to be?
Well, it's extremely important that the agency should allow their research partner to feel they can share whatever they find. The good, the bad, and the ugly, as I mentioned before. And for this partnership to work, the research partner has to feel comfortable to come forward and say that something is not working. For us, throughout this process, Dr. Ainbinder and our grant writer have developed recommendations, and some have led us to, us to shift our program and how it operates. Our program wasn't failing, but it certainly has worked better as a result of that input.
And then, you know, when you have a researcher, you've defined the role. You know, when does the researcher actually get started on the project?
It's important that the agencies make sure they get the research partner as early on in the program as possible. A researcher is very helpful in setting up the goals and the methodology, and that's important because it allows you to have an early assessment of progress and quality so that you can quickly adjust or make any necessary changes to make the project a success.
Thank you very much, Colonel Storms, for sharing some great practical tips and sharing your experiences.
Thank you for having me.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.